Idaho House lawmakers signed off on a bill Monday that would dedicate more money from the state's sales tax to pay for infrastructure projects. James Dawson has more.
The proposal from Republican Representative Joe Palmer would skim off another 1% from sales tax receipts to bankroll road and bridge projects. State law already diverts 1% of sales tax revenue towards transportation funding, with this bill adding about $18 million if signed into law. Republican Representative Gayanne DeMordant says more needs to be done to help ease traffic in what is, once again, the fastest growing state in the country.
It is our obligation to be providing this very basic necessity of drivable roads, in part to support that economy and the continued growth of our economy.
But nearly every Democrat voted against the bill, including Representative John Gannon. He says the state should levy impact fees on new development to help pay for transportation projects instead of taking cash out of the general fund.
Impact fees could be a way of generating more revenue for that growth and helping.
The bill passed 52-18 in the House and now heads to the Senate. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.